are. We'll have dinner just as soon as Mary gets here.
I won't last that long.
Sit down and conserve your energy.
How would it look in the headlines? Doctor's son collapses from hunger. Authorities investigate.
Now, when you collapse, don't fall on your side. You might crush that banana.
How did this get in my pocket?
Maybe it grew there. Bananas flourish in a tropical climate.
Would you believe that that starving child had an apple, a sandwich, and a glass of milk just 2 hours ago?
Hey, slow down. You know, it's dangerous to gulp food after a long siege of starvation.
Oh, I have old news for you.
Can you stop bouncing long enough to tell us?
Then hurry up so we can start eating.
Oh, hang on, Jeff. What's the wonderful news, honey?
Well, this afternoon... Oh, Jeff, for the next few days, will you promise you won't start fights with friends of people I know?
I haven't got enough strength to fight anybody.
Easy, Jeff. I think she's trying to tell us something.
And, Daddy, if you feel like saying anything blunt to any patients' mothers who might have older brothers or sisters,
Wait a minute. How did my bedside manner get involved in this?
Alex, promise, or we'll never hear the end of the story.
Mother, I know you always look lovely, but, for the next few days, would you not wear slacks when you go shopping, please?
Mary, well, why is it so vital for Jeff not to fight, your father not to offend patients' mothers, and me not to wear slacks to the butcher?
Well, I'm running for class vice president.
Well, that's wonderful, honey.
Marvelous.
Goody, goody. Now can we eat?
And before the kids vote, each candidate gets up and makes a speech about their platform. Now, Mother, what can I say? You know, something that'll please everybody.
Well, say something nice about dogs. They can't vote, but everybody loves them.
I'll ask Kathy. She's advising me.
Campaign manager?
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm lucky she offered to help me. She knows everybody, and, well, even though she doesn't hold an office, she practically runs our class.
I see. A kind of a political mastermind?
Mm-hmm. You know, she thinks I'd be an important student body officer in a couple of years.
Food! Please, food.
Oh, if the class ever finds out about this goon in our family.
We'll keep him locked up in a closet till the election is over. And Kathy will be here in just a minute.
Why does she have to come?
Because I asked her. Daddy, would you make Jeff clean up before dinner? He looks so grimy.
Now she's ashamed of her family.
Honey, I don't think Jeff's personal hygiene should be injected as a campaign issue.
There.
But you do look a little grimy, so go change it to something else.
I'm not grimy, I'm casual.
Upstairs.
Daddy, I love you in that sweater.
Oh, thank you, honey.
Especially when you're wearing a tie.
Mary, you want me to change into my black dinner dress?
I'm sorry, Mother. I don't want to sound like a snob. I just want Kathy to see us at our best.
Mary, we promise not to embarrass you.
You know, Andrew Jackson was inaugurated president in a suit that made every Washington tailor wince. Jeff, would you bring me down a black tie, please?
She's ashamed of you, too, huh, Pop?
Just bring down the tie. Must he have an editorial comment on everything that happens around here?
Hi, Mary.
Oh, hi, Kathy. I'm so glad you could come. Thank you, Jackie. Oh, Kathy, I'd like you to meet my parents. Mother and Daddy, this is Kathy Robinson.
Hello, Kathy.
How do you do, Kathy?
It's a pleasure to meet both of you. And thank you for asking me to dinner.
Oh, well, it's nice to have you. Excuse me, I'm going to put on the soup.
I'm sorry I'm late. I hope it didn't inconvenience you.
No, we had one near casualty, Kathy, but it's nothing serious.
Oh, Kathy, this is my brother, Jeff.
It's a pleasure to know you, Jeffrey.
Hi.
You look very nice, Jeff.
Fortunately, I couldn't find my tuxedo.
Shall we eat? Jeff has fainting spells if dinner's delayed.
Yes, let's.
Kathy, will you sit over there, please? You look lovely, dear.
Thank you. Well, we hear that Mary is planning to run for the vice presidency of the class.
That's right, Dr. Stone. And I think we have a very good chance of winning, even though we have a strong opponent.
I'm running against Betsy Cartwright. She's a very nice girl.
Oh, yes, Betsy's a darling girl.
Oh, it's considered unethical to say complimentary things about your opponent.
Oh, Betsy's an honor student. She's very conscientious about her work.
Then why are you running against her?
Jeff.
The voters have a choice. It's part of the democratic system. Two candidates.
One good and one bad?
Jeff, let's not prejudge the candidates. Besides, I happen to like our entry.
Oh, Kathy, did you know that my mother's very active on the PTA? She's working on a committee with the vice principal now.
Oh, really, Mrs. Stone?
Well, I'm just working with Mrs. Aldridge on the Parents' Day Assembly.
Maybe we could use that in our campaign.
Well, Betsy's mother was district chairman of the PTA last year.
Oh, well then, I don't think we better bring up that subject at all.
A wise decision.
Jeff, no editorial comments.
Well, Pop, I'm the voice of the people. Pox populi, you know.
Daddy, what was it that famous brain surgeon said to you at the medical convention?
Famous brain surgeon? Oh, you mean Dr. Cushman?
Yes, that's the one. He's a great neurologist. What was it he said, Daddy?
Well, as I recall it, he said, hello.
Well, actually, he said, it's very nice to see you again, Dr. Stone.
And I said, thank you, Dr. Cushman. It was a brilliant exchange. Honey, what qualifications are you planning to emphasize when you accept the nomination?
Oh, well, Kathy says.
Well, you see, Dr. Stone, we have to think of something that will appeal to the kids. Well, Betsy Cartwright isn't very popular, but, well, everyone respects her.
Then why is Mary running against her?
Jeff, which side are you on?
Pox populi.
Jeff, it's a valid question, but don't repeat it too frequently. Kathy, what plan do you have for presenting Mary to the voters?
Well, everyone that knows Mary likes her, but, well, she's not too,
aggressive?
Well, you might call it that, but we can emphasize certain other things. Well, the boys will vote for Mary. She's a lot prettier than Betsy.
Well, isn't it important to emphasize Mary's ability? This isn't a beauty contest.
You're right, Mrs. Stone. But we have to take advantage of the qualities Mary has that Betsy doesn't. After all, Betsy Cartwright is a terribly smart student, and, well, naturally, the teachers like her and the kids trust her.
Well, then why is she...
Jeff.
I withdraw the question.
That must be my father.
I'm coming!
Mother, Daddy.
Yeah.
Goodbye, and thank you so much for dinner and everything.
Oh, it was
You're
nice
welcome,
having
Kathy.
You. Good night,
Good
Kathy.
Night, Kathy.
Good night.
Well, back to the dishes.
Now, don't forget, you be nice to Cynthia tomorrow. She's the best girl athlete in school and influences a lot of votes.
But I don't like her, Kathy. She's rude to everybody excepting the popular girls.
Well, at least be nice to her till after the election. And don't forget to tell her how lovely she looks tomorrow.
I feel so hypocritical. You look lovely in that dress, Cynthia.
Mary, if you want to win, you'll have to forget your personal feelings.
You look lovely in that dress, Cynthia.
Much better. I'm coming! Well, goodbye, Mary. And don't forget what I said.
Goodbye, Kathy.
Well, I'd sure like to know what went on in that cologne-filled room upstairs.
Alex, I don't like what Kathy's trying to do to Mary.
Oh, darling, Mary's not going to change all her values overnight.
Alex, I know that. I don't want winning to become that important to her.
Well, if you ask me, it's a lot more important to her campaign manager.
By getting a speaker on some provocative subject, we were hoping to build the father's attendance on Assembly Day.
It's rather a problem dragging the fathers to school, isn't it?
I'm afraid that's just the word some mothers use. We were considering Dr. Markham.
The child psychologist?
Yes.
Oh, I think he'd be wonderful.
Well, we think so, too.
I've been wanting to give you my congratulations on Mary's nomination.
Oh, well, thank you.
Naturally, I can't show a preference for either candidate.
Oh, well, I can't either. Mary hasn't presented a platform yet.
Well, I'm sure it'll be forthright and constructive. They always are.
Well, as soon as we've decided on a speaker, I'll check with you.
Bye.
Thanks for the help, Mrs. Aldridge.
You're so welcome, Miss Stone. Bye.
Oh, hi, Betsy.
Hello, Mrs. Stone. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, thank you. I understand you're running for class vice presidency. I think that's wonderful.
Why, thank you, Mrs. Stone. It's wonderful of you to say it, considering Mary's the one I'm running against.
Well, I haven't officially endorsed Mary as yet.
Well, I don't really think I have very much of a chance.
Why not? Mary says you're ideal. She's the one who thinks she hasn't much of a chance.
But everybody likes Mary, especially the boys. She's so pretty.
Oh, well, Betsy, you're so nice. I almost wish that Mary loses.
Hello, Kathy.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Stone. I was just leaving. I have to get started on this telephone campaign.
I see. Telephone campaign? Well, how does that work?
Oh, you see, I call someone who owes me a favor and ask them to vote for Mary. And then they call someone who owes them a favor and...
And if enough people are indebted to enough other people, Mary wins the election.
Well, we need every vote we can get, Mrs. Stone. After all, Betsy is the kind of person that nobody can really dislike. I guess about the worst thing you can say about her is that she's just sort of... blah.
What do you mean, blah?
Well, I'm only trying to help Mary get elected, Mrs. Stone.
Oh, I know, Kathy. But it's just a shame that somebody has to lose. Betsy's such a nice girl.
Too nice. Well, that's why we need this last-minute phone campaign. Mary!
Yes, Kathy?
Don't forget to wear your two-piece green to school tomorrow.
Okay, Kathy.
It makes her look sophisticated. Well, I have to run. Goodbye, Mrs. Stone.
Goodbye, Kathy.
Hello, Mother.
Hi, dear.
Mary, what in heaven's name have you done to yourself?
Oh, it's Kathy's idea. She says it changes my personality.
Well, I don't deny that.
Kathy says if I'm a little more sophisticated and a little more forceful...
Mary, may I be a little forceful? Kathy calls it sophisticated. I say it's ridiculous for a girl your age to get herself done up like that.
My age? Mother, isn't it time you realized I'm not an infant anymore? Remember, you're from a different generation. You're out of touch where Kathy has her finger on the pulse.
Mary, in case you're interested, my pulse is pounding.
Oh, calm down, Mother. Take an aspirin or something. Excuse me, I have a lot of phone calls to make.
Well, your Svengali may win you an election, but I'm losing a daughter.
Hi, honey.
Hi. Are you tired?
Tired. I feel like I've been away for days. How are the kids?
Oh, fine. You know, I almost hope she loses.
Who?
Your daughter.
Oh. I gather there's been some development in the campaign.
Development? Why, she's changed her hair and her whole personality, and all in the name of good government. And nobody says one word about her qualifications to fill the office.
Boy, you are new at politics.
Don't you realize that if she wins under these circumstances, it's a victory for all the wrong things? Honey, I give you my word, I'm going to forbid her to go through with this unless she changes her hair and starts acting her own age.
No, you're not.
I'm not?
No.
Why?
Well, because a child who's convinced against her will hasn't learned anything.
Oh, but Alex, supposing she...
Darling, you know as well as I do there are times when it's best not to interfere. Well, this is one of those times. It's got to be Mary's decision.
But Alex, I know that...
Madonna, the only thing we can do as parents is to give our children a set of values. Then when they have to make a choice between what's right and an easy victory, we can only hope that those values will guide them.
Well... I suppose you're right.
Hey, you better get to sleep. Don't you have to work the clinic tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. But I don't think I'll be able to go to sleep.
Oh.
You know, Mary is pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when she was born?
Yeah, I think I was wrong.
She was the sweetest baby in the whole world.
I know. I saw the birth certificate. Female baby, 6 pounds, 10 ounces, sweetest baby in the world.
Just being kind to me.
No, I'm not.
Then please do. I feel miserable.
Good night, darling.
Good morning, Mother.
Mary. Honey, I'm late for the clinic. Will you make sure that Jeff eats his breakfast?
Well, yes, Mother, but I have to study my speech. I'm giving it this afternoon just before the kids vote.
Yes, I know, Will. I hope that everything goes well.
Mother, you're behaving as if I've done something dreadful.
Mary, you haven't done anything dreadful. You're a sweet, sensible, intelligent girl, and... Oh, I want you to win. But I mean you. Not as some girl created by Kathy.
But, Mother, unless I follow Kathy's advice, I'll never win.
Mary, do you realize what you're saying? You're saying that you can't possibly win by being yourself, that you've got to be someone else.
Mother, I'm not a little girl, and unless you forbid me, I'm...
Mary, I'm not going to forbid you. This is a decision that you have to make. I may not agree with what you say or do, but in this case, I respect your right to do it.
That sounds like a quotation, Mother. Who said it?
Your father and some other brilliant man. Good luck, honey.
Switch their votes when they see you.
Oh, Kathy, will they be voting for me because I wear my hair up instead of down?
Mary, if I thought it would get us more votes, I'd make you wear your hair sideways.
Well, goodbye, ladies. I'm off to the Little Red Schoolhouse.
Jeff, did you finish your breakfast?
Yours and mine both. And who appointed you my warden? Well, arrivederci. And do something about that fright wig.
Mary, I have an idea for your speech today. I want you to say you'll try to get more social dances for our class.
Well, Kathy, I can't tell the teachers how many dances to have.
Well, I know you can't, but it'll sound good.
Well, shall I say something nice about dogs?
Oh, Mary, what's gotten into you?
Oh, I'm sorry, Kathy.
Well, I have to figure out something with Cynthia. She still hasn't even decided how to vote.
I told that pill how lovely she looks.
And she knew you didn't mean it. She'll make a deal to have her gang vote for you if you'll agree to support her for class president next semester.
I will not agree. I know at least 5 or 6 nice kids who deserve it more than her. Cynthia, president of our class. Oof.
Mary, do you want to be class vice president?
Well, of course, Kathy, but can it happen by just being myself?
Haven't we discussed this before? Betsy Cartwright is just the type of dull, studious little girl that everyone thinks would make a perfect class vice president. Well, for you to win, we have to promise favors and do something dramatic. Oh, that must be Cynthia and her boyfriend. I told them to pick us up.
Well, you go on, Kathy. I'll walk to school.
Well, you'll be late. Oh, Mary, what's with you?
I have to think, Kathy.
About what?
I don't know. About what my father and some other brilliant man whose name my mother couldn't remember said.
Oh, honest to goodness, Mary.
Goodbye, Kathy.
Come here. Oh, Mrs. Stone. Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Aldridge. I just wanted to report that Dr. Markham has agreed to address the assembly.
Well, I'm delighted, but I hope you didn't make the trip over just for my approval.
Oh, no. I was in the neighborhood. Mrs. Aldridge, is there a rule against... Well, would it be all right if I listened to the speeches?
Why, of course. As long as you don't try to influence the voters.
Oh, I promise. I've only tried to influence one of the candidates.
Good. Come with me. We can watch from backstage.
Oh, good.
And, in conclusion, I'd like to say that if I'm elected treasurer, I promise to serve my class, my school, my community, and my nation to the best of my ability. Thank you.
And now, the next candidate for class treasurer, George Haskell.
Thanks. Well, I had a speech, but Hank over there said everything I had written down. So if I am elected, gosh, I'll do my best and keep all the promises he made. All I have to say is, if I ever run for office again, I wish they'd let me make my speech first. Thank you very much.
And now I'd like to introduce the first of the two candidates for class vice president, Mary Stone.
My, doesn't Mary look pretty today?
Yes, doesn't she?
Mr. Chairman, fellow students, I want to thank you for the great honor conferred upon me. I know my opponent, Betsy Cartwright, and I are both aware of the importance of this office. Therefore, in casting your vote, I think there should only be one consideration. Choose the candidate who, in your honest opinion, is best qualified to be vice president of our class. Thank you.
Relax. Don't you realize how much courage it must have taken her to defy her political mastermind and make that speech?
I know, but I'm sure she's heartbroken.
Here she comes.
How does she look?
She's dragging.
Jeff, are you going to be nice and understanding with your sister until this crisis is over?
Don't worry about me, Pop.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Mother.
Hi, baby.
Hi, Daddy.
For she's a jolly fellow, for she's a jolly fellow.
Honey, I thought we'd go out to dinner and maybe a movie afterwards.
Then you can pick the restaurant. How about a steak?
You can call off the celebration because I lost.
We know. That's why we're celebrating.
You wanted me to lose?
No, honey, nobody wanted you to lose.
Of course not.
It was just that Mom...
Jeff, for the next 5 minutes, all I want from you is silence. Honey, your mother was at school this afternoon. You did just what we hoped you'd do.
You heard my speech?
Mm-hmm. I felt like cheering.
Well, I'm glad you liked it. It lost me the election.
Well, that's just the point, dear. You may have lost, but you really won.
Huh?
What your mother is trying to say is the end doesn't justify the means.
Well, I'll take your word for it, I guess.
Honey, tell us, why did you change your mind the last minute?
I don't know, Mother. I decided it wasn't me running for office, it was Kathy. If I did win, she'd go right on bossing me, telling me what to wear, who to like, and, well, all that. It came to me all of a sudden, the most important person to like is yourself. Well, I know it doesn't sound very modest, but I kind of like myself the way I am. Well, I'm not making very much sense, am I?
Honey, you're making wonderful sense.
You're saying what Daddy and I were trying to say.
Only you're saying it much better.
Now, can I say something?
What?
Let's eat.